Tested live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Solvency. It speaks to the financial health of organizations and institutions, right? And essentially how it is that you manage your cash flow, what your balance sheet looks like in terms of having the necessary amount of funds and capital available to pay out your debtors, your creditors, your clients, your customers, your depositors, if ever that is the realm of function you operate in. Why do I mention this? Because when it comes to SA Life Insurers, these are institutions who take our money on a monthly basis to make sure that at the time of loss of income, our death, that they're able to pay out to our loved ones and they have a lump sum that they can live off of for the rest of their life or for a duration in a period, depending on how much they earn and how well they use that money. There's good outcomes in terms of the assets that they hold, now sitting at 4.5 trillion rand in assets, while boasting a healthy solvency ratio despite record high claim payouts in 2024. Sounds technical, but we're going to make sense of it. To help us with this, we're joined by Gareth Friedlander. He is joins us as a Life and Risk Board Committee member of ASISA. That's the Association for Savings and Investment South Africa. Gareth, such a pleasure to have you with us, sir.
Thank you, Gugu. Wonderful to be with you.
Always excited to speak to you. And for a change, we've got some good news. Well, really, I say good news for the show and for the economy, really, but something that has shown a heightened level of resilience from our life insurance providers in the country. I'm hoping that you'll share some of the numbers and the metrics with us. Solvency, high payouts, what we do see in terms of underwriting. But my key takeaway or what I've read from this is that essentially the institutions that provide us with life insurance are so well run and managed that even in a time where there is a high rate of claims and payouts, they still have money in the bank account to cover the needs of their customers. Is my analysis correct?
Yes, I think that's spot on. I think certainly some reasonably encouraging numbers that were released today by ASISA. You mentioned the 4.5 trillion rand in assets under management under the ASISA members. There's obviously a lot of liabilities as well, so that's 4.2 trillion rand. So it leaves about 381 billion in free assets. But why that's important is because that's about two times the necessary assets that need to be available, according to the Prudential Authority's capital requirements. So they're very well capitalized. Our life insurers to be able to meet future promises of claims.
This is important, Gareth, and I think we need to underscore it because so often as South Africans, we read articles about banks and other institutions going under in developed markets like the US. Help us understand, this essentially means it's the security and safety of how our capital is managed. I hate to use this analogy, but I think it might make sense. So if everyone who has life cover had to die today and we had to submit a claim, all of our claims would essentially be paid.
Yes, I think that's essentially what this is saying, that there's a lot of certainty and a lot of resilience that is held from a life insurance perspective. We've literally just come through a 1-in-200-year kind of catastrophe event in COVID-19, record number of claims paid over that period. We're sitting 2 or 3 years later, and the industry showed that it was not only able to pay all of those claims, but it's sitting in an unbelievably strong and, kind of solid financial position to be able to meet future promises as well. So I think what's important with insurance is you're paying a monthly premium, mm-hmm. Sometimes for 30, 40, 50 years, and you want to have really that peace of mind that when that event happens, that money will be available to be paid to your loved ones. Mm.
This underscores, I guess, just the resilience of our industry in terms of life insurance. Help us understand why this remains important for an industry like industry body like ASISA. And I guess what it is that we need to understand, not only as customers, but even as individuals who might even have shares invested in these businesses.
Yeah, I think it's important as customers primarily because you need to, have a sense of peace of mind that future promises 30, 40 years in the future will be able to be met. And we can see that resilience really playing out. From a claims perspective, it was actually a record year as well in terms of number of claims and benefit payments paid. So 639 billion rand was paid out into the economy. And that's about 3 trillion over the last 5 years was paid to, the loved ones or people who've lost an income or have had significant life changes like retirement. So a huge kind of amount of money that's been pumped back into the economy through the life insurance companies following these tragic life events.
100%. Gareth, there's also something important that we need to learn within the report and the outcomes you've shared. Lapse and surrender rates. What does this mean and what movements are we seeing there?
Yeah, that is really important. So essentially the lapse of a policy in the life insurance space is when you stop paying premiums, and essentially that policy then stops. With an investment policy, it's called a surrender, and that's when you stop investing into the policy and typically withdraw from that policy. There was good news on that front as well, marginally good news. Amount of lapse risk policies was reduced to 8.2 million in 2024. That was down from 8.25 the previous year and down, you know, even more from the year before that. So we are seeing an encouraging trend. But those numbers are still high. That's 8.2 million people who have let go of a risk policy. The problem with letting go of a risk policy is that you may not be able to get another one tomorrow if your health has changed. It may be more expensive tomorrow because you're an older, you're trying to buy it at an older age. So one really does need to think carefully before letting a policy lapse or letting a risk policy go. So that would be a key message, I think, for our listeners to really, you know, consider that carefully.
And maybe let's emphasize that further, right? Because life happens. There truly are no guarantees. But the reality is that so many South Africans find themselves under immense financial pressure, Gareth, and sometimes decide that, you know, they'll cut certain costs and skip certain payments, largely on their life insurance. And I think this needs to be emphasized just to understand how have we seen the industry responding to consumer concerns who might be under financial pressure but still require the cover. And even an understanding for us, as you've said, as consumers, to know that should you stop paying or cancel or lapse your cover, sheesh, the risks and consequences are so much higher to get it back again.
Yeah, I agree. It's critically important. And while we're seeing slight reductions in lapse rates, as I said, these numbers are still high. And the consequences can be dire in many circumstances. If you let a policy lapse, your family is effectively uncovered if something unforeseen were to happen to you. And it's not necessarily something that you can get again. As I said, your health might have changed. You might no longer be able to get access to that risk protection. So it's really important to think very carefully. Now, what you say is right. It's not always so easy. We know consumers are incredibly squeezed. So there are options available. You know, it's not always an all or nothing. You might be able to reduce the sum assured for a period of time and then increase it again. I think the important thing is to do it, you know, with a financial advisor or someone who you trust who knows a little bit more about the industry. There are options available out there. It's about making considered and informed decisions when trying to, you know, see how to make your budget stretch as far as possible.
100%. Gareth, this has been such an enlightening conversation. You've left us educated to understand our responsibility as consumers, but also a sense of comfort in understanding that our life insurance institutions really are run so effectively to make sure that we, at the end of the day, are also adequately covered in terms of the payouts. And no fears of running out of money, I guess, to simplify it. Thanks again, Gareth.
Thanks very much, Gugu. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. That's Gareth Friedlander, who joins us as Life and Risk Board Committee Member at the Association for Savings and Investment South Africa.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.